Welcome to Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1.
Hello and welcome to Inside Texas Tech. I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick. Many Texas Tech students complete an internship before graduation to gain valuable experience in their chosen field. For students aspiring to work in politics or government, there's one special opportunity for Red Raiders. Each semester, including summer sessions, up to 19 lucky students are chosen for the Government and Public Service Internship Program. These students go to Washington, D.C. for the term and work directly with Congress and Senate members. Caleb Fisher, a graduate student at Texas Tech, was chosen to participate in the internship last summer. Under Blake Farenthold, a congressman from the 27th District of Texas, Fisher learned the ins and outs of political life.
Right from the get-go, there's like, okay, sit down, like the phone will start ringing, you'll start answering it and talking to constituents and voters and all this stuff. And I was just like, wait, what? And it was definitely a learn-as-you-go process.
Fisher says he was primarily responsible for answering phones, giving office tours, and running errands, like many interns. But this internship has some special perks.
A lot of intern-type duties, like you'd have to run errands and mail and get co-sponsor signatures to different congressmen and stuff, which a lot of interns complain about, but gosh, I loved it, because you're like walking the hallways of the Capitol and I cross paths with Paul Ryan and like all these big congressmen that were people you see on TV, and you just cross paths with them and kind of be starstruck.
While in Washington, D.C., Texas Tech students get to live two blocks away from the Capitol in what is known as the Tech House. The renovated office building is owned by Texas Tech alumnus Larry Myers. Fisher says living in the Tech House was one of the most interesting experiences while in the Capitol.
The Tech House was awesome. Kind of provided you with a little built-in community and like a support group, so you're not tackling the hill by yourself, you know.
Amber Yanez, a junior marketing major, was chosen for a congressional internship this summer. A member of the Texas Tech Student Government Association since she was a freshman, Yanez is a self-described political science nerd and hopes to work in Washington, D.C. someday. She says she is most excited to work in a fast-paced environment.
I'm just excited about meeting people, and this is going to sound super dorky, but like the work part, I'm so excited about.
Molly Kraft, a junior English major, is also interning in D.C. this summer. Kraft will work with Congressman Henry Cuellar from the 28th District of Texas. She says when an intern is placed with the representative, the intern's political affiliation is usually taken into consideration. Kraft says she's excited to work with Cuellar, particularly on education reform.
I'm most excited to probably meet the congressman I'm working with. I think he's really cool. I've done a lot of like research on him, and then also maybe help work on some legislation or something. I think that'd be really cool.
Kraft says she thinks students who apply for a congressional internship should be looking for a valuable work experience and the chance to represent Texas Tech on a national stage.
I think they look for leadership and like someone who wants to go down there because they're excited to work, and not someone that wants to go down there because they want a vacation, you know? They want good people to represent Texas Tech while they're down there.
Caleb Fisher says showing your Red Raider pride can get you far in Washington, D.C.
I wore my double T pin every day just to make sure, and I was at the advice of a former intern, and he told me to wear your double T pin and pass out your Texas Tech business cards whenever you can. And so you go and make connections at the receptions and fundraisers and stuff, and wearing this double T pin, I was stopped quite a few times just being like, you're a Red Raider? Like, oh, I love Texas Tech.
The Government and Public Service Internship Program also offers opportunities in Austin and Lubbock. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick. To find out more about what Texas Tech students are up to, leave us a comment on our Facebook page, tweet us at KTTZ, or visit our website at kttz.org.
Support for Inside Texas Tech comes from Texas Tech University Worldwide e-Learning, offering more than 50 bachelor, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificate programs fully online. More information is available at elearning.ttu.edu/kttz.
This has been Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1.